Haynes High School senior Dylan Chapel helped organize the local protest. He says it's important to show governments across the world that students support immediate action, especially given the effects of climate change that have already been felt across Alaska.
I feel that this is the time when something needs to happen. Otherwise, we're not going to make it.
Although many climate strikes were held around the world last Friday, Chapel scheduled the Haynes protest for September 25th so that members of the school's cross-country team could participate. Chapel put up posters around the school and invited the wider Haynes community over Facebook. The protest consisted of a student strike and a march around town. Haynes School Superintendent Roy Getchell says the district was aware of the protest but took no position on it.
What we've done is we've put procedures in place to ensure that students that do participate are accounted for, and then also that they're supervised along the way as they march and express their views. You know, we don't encourage, we don't discourage, we stay neutral in these kinds of things and try to provide the boundaries and guardrails for productive conversation.
A little after 11 a.m., a crowd of about 50 people gathered at the front steps of the school. After a brief introduction from Chapel, the group of students, parents, and members of the community made their way to the center of town.
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Not everyone in Haynes has been supportive of the protest. Several residents criticized the students' efforts on social media. During the strike, organizers said that some people made obscene gestures from passing cars. Harold Beck from Chilkat Lake yelled, "Drill oil," as students marched outside the borough administration building. He doesn't believe human activities contribute to climate change.
Man has absolutely nothing to do with it. They ought to be in school and learning something about science.
There is overwhelming consensus among climate scientists that global warming is caused by human activity, but public opinion in the U.S. is more divided. According to a Gallup poll conducted in March, 66% of Americans believe that climate change can be attributed to human activity. Brennan Palmieri is a Haynes High School student who participated in the strike. He says that conversations between people who fundamentally disagree about climate change can get tense.
They might start kind of calm, but in my experience, they've turned hostile quickly. And I think it's important to try to de-escalate the situation, but remain strong on your beliefs.
While the march drew a fairly large crowd, only about 7 students spent the day picketing in front of the Haynes School. Despite the small size, their efforts did not go unnoticed. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.